The Mandy Connell Show is sponsored by Bell and Pollock Accident and Injury Lawyers.
Now, it's Mandy Connell on KOA News Radio, the voice of Colorado.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a Wednesday edition of the show. This is a tiny, tiny show. You know what, Dave? Dave, the intrepid producer here as well. If this show were a bikini, it would be scandalous. It's so small.
Ooh.
See?
It would be outlawed.
Exactly. Illegal in 50 states. That's how small this show is. Yeah, we're going to throw it over to the Rockies at 12:25. So in the meantime, we do have an actual show. I have to tell you, last night, I went to the Wine and Wind Down event for the Colorado Women's Alliance that we talked about with Joni Inman on the show last week. It was so good. It was so, so, so good. And part of it was all of these people that did not know each other, had never been to a Colorado Women's Alliance event. They were older, they were younger, there was green hair, there was gray hair. It was this kind of cross-section of society all in the room, and everybody had a great time until the end when a woman came up and said, "Why did you not get up there and go, welcome, welcome, welcome," like I do every day on the show? And I told her, sometimes things get said with a microphone in front of me that seem ridiculous when there's not a microphone in front of me. And to look at people and say, welcome, 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 it feels ridiculous. But with a microphone, it makes perfect sense. Like, you know, it's just one of those things. Grant is here as well.
I just want to tell you, for years you've done that and you look ridiculous.
I know.
But I'm the only one that can see you.
Dave, here's my question. Did you notice that I have white face on today? Did you notice this? Look. Can you see it?
Yeah.
I forgot to take my sunscreen off, and I wear a physical sunscreen with titanium oxide and zinc. And so is me being in whiteface offensive? Just asking for a friend. I just want to know.
Not to me.
Okay,
not
good.
To me.
Moving on. We have a lot of stuff on the blog today, and over the past couple of days, you guys, I'm having the best back and forth with people via email. We're having some great conversations, and I'm going to start using some of these emails as our COVID question of the day. Because a lot of people have the same objections or concerns about getting the COVID vaccine. And I've been doing a lot of investigating into these various claims and concerns. And so if you have questions, email them to me. I've been having some great back and forth about all kinds of stuff, not just this. So thank you to all of you people emailing me and having such a respectful dialogue. Love for you to call the show anytime. Some people get a little bit intimidated about calling, though, because I do this for a living and they don't. And that's okay. Let me tell you what's on the blog before we have to end the show here, because we're doing of the day, of course. You know, we literally have a 15-minute show. So why don't we just hog up 5 minutes of it with the nonsensical of the day? I also saw a friend last night whose his son goes to my daughter's school. He's still mad that they moved our time slot because he doesn't get to hear of the day like he used to when we were in the older time slot. And I thought that was actually really cool.
Well, just so your friend knows, it is posted every day on our website.
I did tell her that. I said, now when he gets in the car, just pull up the podcast and bada bing, bada boom, of the day has its own podcast. So you can just zip on there and hear just of the day. Now go to the blog, KOANewsRadio.com. Click on anything that says full schedule Mandy Connell, or just look for the headline that says Mandy's Wednesday blog. It's a tiny show before baseball today. Click on that, and here are the headlines you will find within.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America, all the ships and clippers at sea. Let's go to press flash.
Today on the blog, Rockies take over at 12:30. Today's COVID question, does the vaccine cause sterility? Trump's Facebook ban is upheld, at least temporarily. It seems we have a rigged election. Alan Dershowitz thinks I'm right about the Chauvin case. A parent at an elite private New York school fights back. Just in time to push against our new woke pusher, Secretary of Ed. Before segregation comes back fully instead of just at Cornell. This is my lived childhood experience. Dude, these night vision goggles. Mary Poppins done differently and how to pet a capybara. Those are the headlines on the blog at KOANewsRadio.com on the Mandy Connell page. And Dave found a video. Now, a capybara, for those who don't know, it's like a gerbil on steroids. Really?
I think it's the world's biggest rodent.
Yeah, and if you've ever seen a capybara in the wild, they're weird looking and I don't want them in my house.
Okay,
I don't want them in my house. I'm going to say that. But this one
they're
in this
wonderful.
Video is now Dave wants a capybara pet.
Yeah.
I think that Dave
they're
wants
great.
A capybara. Yeah. They but it's really very neat. Cute in this video.
And tell them what happens when you rub their little body.
They look so happy. They're just happy.
And then they collapse.
And then they just fall over in joy. Oh,
and they
thunk.
Let you. Oh. Yeah, and their stomach, they put up their stomach.
Now you just know what it's like to own a St. Bernard. Same exact thing, only they fall over on top of you and take you out with them when they fall over.
And have you ever heard of capybara?
No, you got to send me that video tomorrow. I'm telling you, they
make this little squeaky noise. It's really cute.
And then a Mad TV Mary Poppins spoof that I did not expect to go in this direction. I will be perfectly frank. I caught me off guard, made me laugh pretty hard because it's so unexpected. So watch that. Hey, guys, Mother's Day is Sunday, and I am a mother. And if you want to get me the perfect gift for Mother's Day, I will take some of the U.S. Army's new enhanced night vision goggle binoculars. Why? Because I'm a mother, people. I've got to be able to keep track of the kids in the dark, right? These things are badass, okay? They look like a video game. They look like CGI. They have the outlines of soldiers. It is amazing. I mean amazing. So if anybody wants to pick me up some of those new enhanced night vision goggle binoculars. Oh, by the way, so the Q, my daughter, has a black Expo, like a dry erase marker that she makes notes to herself on her bedroom mirror of things she needs to remember, right? She gets up, don't forget your volleyball stuff, whatever. And I walk in the other day and there's a message scrawled on the mirror that says, find out if there are glasses to help you see in the dark. And I was like, okay, I have to know a little bit more about this one. And in one of her classes, they turn off the light. So the teacher writes on the smart board and all the kids like it dark. She's like, Mom, I can't see. I cannot see when they turn the lights off. But all the kids are mad at her because she ask the teacher to turn the lights back on so she can see to write her notes. So now she wants night vision goggles for sixth grade. So that's where we are right now. That cracked me up. Dave, you found a video that was my childhood in one video.
I thought you would identify with that.
Well, what's funny is my Nana, my grandmother, if you didn't say please, thank you, yes, ma'am, no, sir, yes, sir, she would just pretend you didn't say anything. And when you're like 9 years old and she says, would you like a Coke? And you say yes. And then she just goes about her business. You're like, Nana's losing her hearing. What is happening right now? And then it would take a minute before I'd realize what was up. And as soon as I said, yes, ma'am, she would turn around sweet as pie and hand me my Coke. But there was nothing happening without the ma'am. And the thing is that everybody's parents, when I was a kid, enforced the yes, ma'am, no, sir, yes, sir. And if you were raised in a house where that didn't happen, you were still expected to do it at their house. It was just you were expected. And now when my daughter displays good manners, people literally comment on it all the time. Servers comment on it all the time. The fact that she's like, may I please have this? She's got good manners. And I'm thinking that's sad that that's noteworthy.
That's what I was just going to say. It's sad. So sad that you are noticing good manners instead of bad manners. That should be the majority.
This is exactly what it's like.
Manners are one thing,
but
the yes, ma'am thing.
Yeah.
Does the Q say yes, ma'am?
No, I didn't enforce the yes, ma'am, no, sir. We did not do that. Just because...
It's not a New York thing, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not. And one of the things that, so much has changed since I was a kid. I still call my parents' friends Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. I am a 51-year-old woman, and I cannot bring myself to call Walter Knutson Walter. It will never come out of my mouth. He will always be Mr. Knutson until I die. And now kids call parents by their first name. And it's just a thing. And I don't mind it. It does not bother me at all.
Well, here's the thing. Remember we had my chorus teacher, Miss Lieberman, on the show. Now, we always called her Miss Lieberman. And then I got to know her after school was over and years later. And we had lunch together 25 years later. And we're talking, and I'm saying, Miss Lieberman, and she says, will you call me Arlene? And I said, I cannot bring myself to do that. And my Zoom group, many of whom were in the chorus, none of them can say Arlene. None of them.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. Anyway, let me tell you what else is in the blog, because we've got to have the day in 3 minutes in the world's shortest show. I am exhausted. I don't even know how I've made it this far. truthfully. It's just been
You're
a
real
a
trooper. I
you know
gotta
what?
Give you credit.
Are there medals? Can I apply or should there be? Is there some kind of prize? I don't know. Before I have a bunch of stories today that I really want you guys to pay attention to. The pushback on woke curriculums, critical race theory, and segregated college classes is really beginning to gin up. And I need every single person, black, white, brown, or otherwise, to recognize that teaching children that the only thing that matters is a thing they have no control over is toxic. Absolutely toxic. So I have some stories about that. A New York parent at an elite private school is fighting back. Our new Secretary of Education is a total woke lover and can't get enough of it. So we have to pay attention and be vigilant about this. I also have a story. Alan Dershowitz, famed attorney, thinks I'm right about the Derek Chauvin case. And Derek Chauvin's attorney has already filed a motion for a new trial. So that's happening. And Dave, did you like my story about the rigged election?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, boy. A girl is facing 16 years in prison for fixing the race for homecoming queen in her high school. Can you even imagine?
What?
No, I can't. Yeah. Yeah. This story about Trump upholding, Facebook's oversight board upholding Trump's temporary suspension is very interesting. We're going to talk about this more tomorrow, but I wanted to put it on here so I didn't forget. Today's vaccine question comes via an emailer whose friends are telling her that the COVID vaccine is going to make her infertile. I did some investigating, got some information about that. The guy who started this research actually said in an interview, wait for it. He said, if you recognize that governments are involved in major verifiable lie, don't just turn your computer off and go to supper. Stop. Look out the window and think, why is my government lying to me about something so fundamental? Because I think the answer is they are going to kill you using this method. They're going to kill you and your family. That's the guy that started the vaccines are going to make you sterile. That's the guy. So, yeah, that's the guy. All that's on the blog, but now it's time for the most exciting segment on the radio of its kind. And I can't do it. In the world of the day. I can't push my voice like that right now. It's not happening. Learned that the hard way over years. What's our word? Where's BK? Is he here?
I'm here. I'm on the light rail.
Oh,
but we don't
leave
for 8 minutes on our way.
All right,
to
we got plenty
stand.
Of time. Because we got so. 4 minutes to go before the end of the show. So
Perfect.
Let's go. Word
let's
of the day.
It.
Okay, word of the day is a noun, and it is vulnerary. V-U-L-N-E-R-A-R-Y. Vulnerary.
I wrote
is
that out like it was going
to
help, but I don't
think
it's not at all.
It's not related to vulnerable. It just has the same start.
Well, maybe.
That's for you to find out and for me to know.
What is this,
okay,
a noun,
I'll
an
go,
adjective? What are we
that.
Doing? I think that's a good guess,
What's your guess
BK?
Now?
Something related to being vulnerable.
Yeah, a state
no.
of being vulnerable.
A person who is always vulnerable.
No, oh, there you go.
He is
there
a
you go.
Vulnerary.
No?
Nope.
What
nope.
is it?
It's something used for the healing of wounds. Useful in healing of wounds.
Like a salve.
That's something that's vulnerary.
Huh. In ancient Rome, what was a vomitorium?
It's where people would go when they were hungover.
No.
After they ate a lot of food, they
incorrect.
Throw up in these
vomitoriums. No, incorrect. Those were the entrances and exits to the amphitheater,
oh,
like the Colosseum.
That's why
they're the
they
vomitoriums.
Call VOMs. They'll say,
yes.
Like, you're in VOM 1 at the stadium. I'm like, VOM? Okay.
VOM? Okay, there you go. What is our Jeopardy category, Dave?
Okay, category for today. After yesterday's math
debacle.
Grant win, you mean?
Because you hate math and have an unreasonable hatred of math. I decided to do rhyme time today.
Oh, thank God.
Boo.
Bounce back.
Baseball rhyme time?
It's a tough rhyme time, though, so let's see how you do. Here's the first one. A 10-cent small green citrus fruit.
Brandon.
Dang it.
Yes.
What is a dime lime?
Oh, I wasn't
You got
attention.
It, Brandon.
Way to steal one.
Ooh. Enjoy that one.
Next one. A stage play about a woolly South American beast of burden. I told you they're
South
tough.
American beast of burden?
A stage play about a woolly South American beast
Mandy,
of burden.
Mandy, what is a drama
yes.
llama?
Oh, nice.
Llama drama.
Yes.
A llama drama. Wow.
I was going to take it away when you said drama.
Go ahead.
All right. Nicely done.
Desires an assortment of letter types and characters for the computer.
This is a hard one.
Desires. Mm-hmm. Okay, say that again.
Desires an assortment of letter types and characters for the computer. Yes, Brandon.
What does a font want?
Oh, good one.
Well, it's want font.
I'll give it to him. I don't care.
I'll give it to
him. I was doing drama llama the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
Drama.
Yeah. Next one. Washes a pair of eye contacts.
Mandy, what is cleanses lenses?
Wow. You got it.
2-2.
Tie. Rubber match. Let's do it.
Let's do lens cleanse.
This is it. Here you go. One orator who is more timid than another.
Mandy, what's a meeker speaker?
Yes.
Take that, Brandon! Going down on the light rail right now. Going down.
Just like the Rockies last night.
Hopefully boy.
That's a good match.
Boy, are they bad, though. They're not good.
Well, maybe we'll see if a streak starts. I'm taking the two-year-old. First game he'll remember. He's been to a couple, but hopefully he'll remember.
If they win today, then because I told Dave and Grant they have to go to every game.
Still waiting on those tickets.
The Giants, and no one's given them tickets, so that's why we're not doing well. If you do well today, then you got to take the boy to every game.
Okay.
All right, that's Brandon. We're going to make way because we've got Rockies baseball coming up at 12:30. We will be back tomorrow, and we have a stellar show planned for you at that time. And in just a moment, I'll tell you what's coming up. We have, a very interesting legal case about a cheerleader, and the Book of Questions makes its appearance tomorrow. So right now, don't go anywhere. Listen to Rockies baseball. We'll be back later. But in the meantime, all you have to do is keep it right here on KOA News Radio.